Hey guys, welcome to Christian Manhood Home, where we
empowering, inspiring, and encouraging
Christian men in our community to step up and become godly example and leaders in all areas, including their homes, community, and workplace.
Well, hello guys, welcome again. This is Christian Manhood Home Podcast. As always, I am your host, Joseph, and alongside me, my co-host. I let them briefly give you guys their name.
Hey, my name is Stephen Harmon, and I'm part of the Christian Manhood Podcast. Welcome.
Hey guys, my name is Desiree Kanani, and I'm also part of the Christian Manhood Podcast.
Well, hello guys, thank you for tuning in with us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time of the day you are listening to, country, whatever, welcome for joining us. This is the Christian Manhood Home, where we just sit around and talk about the Word of God. We're hoping to encourage and empower our community to live out a Christian life, you know, that's pleasing to the Lord, pleasing to the community, pleasing to the home, to everybody around us. So today's topic is faithful messenger. Are you a faithful person? Do you consider yourself to be a faithful person in your daily living, at home, or in your household? Like your sibling, your wife, your church, at work, and in your community? What does even being faithful mean? What grounds do we have to determine if we are faithful messenger of God? Well, one of the definitions of faithful on Webster said that it means true to the facts, to a standard, or to an original. And messenger means a person who carries a message or is employed to carry messages. And I thought that goes along well with the topic of today, faithful messenger. In John 7:15, we pick up where Jesus is answering the Jews on where he got his teachings from. We read, The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such a learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the word of God will find out whether my teachings come from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." And I think that's interesting, since God has already sent us to carry out his message, we should always seek to please him. But that caught my attention and made me ask myself a lot of questions. And it led me to a verse in 2 Timothy 4:2, where Paul is writing to Timothy and advising him to stay true to the gospel. And it goes like this: "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions." You know, we live in a time and day now, it's getting really hard to preach. It's getting really hard to proclaim the name of Jesus, the name of God, because a lot of people are not really into it. A lot of people are not really up there. So as for young people, for men, we have to step up and be truthful and stay true to what the Word of God say, just like Paul is encouraging Timothy to stay faithful, or we're gonna get carried away, or we're gonna get swept. And we should also be like Jesus, who is speaking directly from the sent him. And people are amazed. I'm like, how does this man, where does he get his teaching from? You know, especially nowadays, we don't really get into the Word of God. So when you carefully study the Word of God, you can impact a lot of people, and people will listen to you. So I believe in these last days, we are getting into, as men, especially as men, Christian leaders, God who has selected us to be leaders, to carry out to love and to encourage and to lead, to preach the word of God. We should always be faithful to the word of God, especially in the last day, or the enemy will come and attack us. And I think it's really deep. I think it's really deep that, you know, how Jesus responded to this and how Paul encourages Timothy. And looking at the times we live in nowadays, you get into a situation, you know, you might want to change up stuff a little bit, or you might want to change up your message because people might get offended, or people might feel a certain way. You know, people are going to feel offended regardless of what you, if you say something or don't say something, if you're friends with it. So we should always seek to be faithful to the word of God, not to man, or not to try to please, you know, men. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, what do you guys think on that? I believe that's a really powerful stuff, you know.
Yes, for me, my take is as faithful Christian messengers, we should walk consistently with God in the humble service to Him. To be faithful, to be reliable, and to be steadfast, and to be unwavering. God does not have to work on being faithful. Faithfulness is an essential part of who He is.
Mm.
God wants us to be reliable in delivering His word in or out of season.
Mm.
And we must deliver God's word as He intends. Amen.
Mm.
Amen. I kind of like what you say. You pointed out how God is not basically, He don't got to work on being faithful. It's who He is, part of His nature.
Part of His nature, yeah.
Right. Now, the question I would ask my brother Joseph, is us human beings who actually need to work on, you know, being faithful, because that's not part of us. That's not who we are. We gotta work on it. That's something we gotta work on. Now, do we need to work on? Do we only being faithful to only people, or because to me, if you said being faithful, the first thing that comes in my mind is to be faithful to. Basically, if I had a spouse, I would say my spouse. So it's basically to be faithful to people. Can we also be faithful to materialism things?
I believe the word of God touches in all areas, you know. And I think it's not just the word faithful. You hear the word faithful, you might be used to. And this is how Jesus answered. He answered by saying this is not His word. He's just, you know, He's living out His Father's word, and He's teaching His Father's word. And that's how we are to be, and we should be faithful to that, to His word. If His word says, love your wife, love your siblings, love your neighbor, that's how we are to be. Live that out. And if the word of God say, hey, preach the word of God with patience and with careful instruction, we should do that. If the word of God say, encourage and rebuke, we should do that faithfully without leaving anything out, because that's how we are. Does the material play a part in it? I believe so. God has blessed us with material things, and God has blessed us with a job. We should be faithful in giving, giving back. You know, God has blessed us with a home. You know, we should be faithful in letting other people, you know, be part of our homes, be part of the, be welcome in our home. You know, God has been faithful, giving us friends, giving us families, giving us parents, giving us wives and kids. We should be faithful in their lives, you know. And I think one of the main point is, you know, it's about the outcome of you know, pleasing God. Also, other people around you, which, you know, kind of what Paul, you know, was encouraging Timothy to do. Yeah. So yeah, I think those areas all come together when we're talking about faithfulness.
Yeah, you made such a good point. I just I would like to add this verse on that just to continue basically putting a nail to what you just said. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, Jesus, I believe, what Jesus speaking, he says that the Lord said unto him, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, that hath been faithful of a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thy into the joy of thy Lord." Basically, you know, I like what you say. We can also be faithful into varieties of things, not just people. Also materialism. When I say materialism things, of course, I don't mean things like cars and stuff. You know, that's what many people think of when you say materialism.
It's normal for people to just think, oh, look at that.
Right. But what I mean is basically, if you have it, like for me, I'm a musician, right? I know a little bit of guitar. So if I'm faithful in and be able to teach other people, or even striving to learn more, because I'm faithful in other things, like, you know, I'm already given, God is more willing to expand my knowledge to that. Or like, as you already pointed out, you know, if you read your Bible, if you want to be faithful in God's word, if you study it, if you take your time to study, trying to get more knowledge from it, God is going to add more knowledge to it because you are faithful to that, and then you're striving to learn more. So you made such a good point.
Speaking on the guitar part, I saw Paul, I believe it's in Corinthians, I can't remember exactly, he said, "Well, for all you do, do it for the glory of God." So if you're playing a guitar, you should be faithful in playing in the way that glorified God, you know?
Right,
100%. So it works, it touches all areas of our life. So it's not just one, you know, it's not just what you think of, no, oh, be faithful to my wife. No, it's the whole word of God. The whole word of God, and it applies to all areas of our life. So, you know, I think as men, we should start to step up in these areas, so we can still start seeing a change in our community. You know, if we take this stuff we're learning, and we go out in our community, in our homes, and we faithfully live this out, we're gonna see a change in our community, especially with all these shootings that's going on, the school shooting, and all this is a terrible thing. And I think, you know, a lot of us, it's lack of identity, lack of knowing who you are as a man, even as a woman. In this case, we lack identity, so we're gonna do whatever pleases us. We're gonna do whatever we feel is necessary. I mean, so, but if we are faithful in the word of God, we're going to sacrifice ourselves for the other person. We're going to be faithful in loving, by loving the other person, by loving our enemy, by caring for the needy. But, oh, you know, all those things. And I don't want to go too far and get off topic. So, you know, I believe we should strongly, as Christian men, be faithful in everything that we do.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. That was our topic today, Faithful Messengers. As always, thank you, Stephen, Desiree, and your host, Joseph. And we'll see you guys next week on another topic. Thank you.